Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. We serve the living and true God. God is true to us. He's very true to his people, dedicated. When all men stand before the Lord in his presence, they will know that he did all that he could do with what he had to work with to bring them on home. To help them know to come to heaven. The Lord calls people to the ministry to help people know the price he paid for them so that they could live. And then he equips us and he helps us do the wonderful works of God. He do miracles in the sight of the world. And in the sight of the world, people have been healed. And what does the world do? They try to find fault with the people of God. This is nothing new. When Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, the high priest, the people that were supposed to be leading people to God, the very people that sat in Moses' seat, in Moses' position. Were angry with Jesus and they wanted to kill him and they wanted to kill Lazarus also. All of these things can be traced right on back to the stubborn will of man. What happened in Israel is nothing short of the witchcraft of Egypt. You can trace it right on back to the throne of Egypt. They had a hand in all of the witchcraft that seduced Israel. Not only Egypt, but other countries too. The reason Israel wanted a king in the first place, they wanted to be like other nations. And that's all Satan wanted, was to get a proud man as the leader, because people look to men. They don't look to God. I'm sorry. Faith looks to God. Only the people, living people, look to God. People of faith look to God. In the days of Elijah, Ahab was the king. Jezebel was the seduced queen of Egypt, of Israel. Baal worship. A witch was in charge. She had the true prophets killed. Elijah thought that he was the only man left that loved God. But God said, I got 7,000 that have never bowed their knee to Baal. And they held true to the doctrine of God. They held true to the God of their fathers. They were the sincerest people. And the Lord always has sincere people. Don't ever believe that he went without sincere people in every generation. Even in the dark ages, God had people that held true. And Martin Luther alerted people back to faith instead of the poisonous dead doctrine that the Catholic Church at that time preached. And he preached life. And there was so many people that joined him. It proves that God always has people that don't bow their knee to Baal. No matter what the devil do, no matter what happened, there will be sincere people that don't just follow God because somebody else does. But there are people in the harvest that will only follow God if others do. And their souls are precious to God as well. Every soul is precious to God, even the rebellious people. But though there are people that hold true no matter what, because they have eyes of faith. Their eyes, they're looking to God. Their eye is fixed on his ways. They see him. They can read creation and see God. They read the word and see God. They come to understanding because their eye is single. And the whole body is full of light. But there are so many dangerous traps out there, and proud men always fall for it. But when there's light, it gives people a living chance. There are some people, they will not go to hell, but they will not choose the ways of God unless somebody gives them light. And when we provide light for people, then a lot of people will live. And Satan know this. So he tried to seduce people against God with darkness. And when he get leaders, just like Ahab and Jezebel, when he get leaders like that, people, Baal worshippers, witches in charge, they always work against what God is doing. I like to listen to people who really go in God's presence and they preach what God would say. Because when I go in His presence, the way the Lord talked to me and when I'm alone with Him in His presence is far greater than what many preachers will preach. It's just like in Isaiah's day in chapter 30. They went to the prophet. They marched all the way to the prophet and said, "Don't preach smooth things. Preach deceits." They were not concerned with knowing God. They cared nothing about the life of God. They wanted to use the ministry as a platform for their own will. And it's no different now. And people are buying and selling, trying to raise money for the ministry. And really, to be honest with you, no minister should have to raise money for the ministry. People ought to love God enough to support the works of God, but they are stingy because they don't know God. No minister should ever have to worry about finances. And they really don't have to. Just believe. All they really have to do is believe God. God will take care of His own. He's a good father. And I believe in ministers doing what they have to. My daddy worked at a job, and he preached. He wasn't in it for the money. And to be honest, I saw one of his checks. He wasn't in it for the money. I saw one of his retirement checks. He was not in it for the money. He did get paid from the ministry, and he deserved to. All ministers deserve to do that work. I saw my daddy study every Saturday morning. And then he'd drive to Utah, Alabama, and preach. He put hours in. He would pray and study. And when he preached, I saw people shout in the spirit. And this was a Methodist preacher that didn't preach the Holy Ghost. But an anointing was on him. God called him. He did the best he knew with what he had to work with. But he was taught wrong about the Holy Spirit. The one thing the Methodist Church did do, they taught that it was real, but it wasn't necessary. And that's how he taught. But I said, "Dad, it is necessary." And he didn't say anything. That was the way he was groomed. And when you don't know, and people teach you things, it's hard to get back on track. And the holiness churches at that time, Pentecostal churches, they weren't always the smoothest people in the world either. But there was some sincere people in the holiness churches and Pentecostal churches that paid attention to the Holy Spirit. But you had, I put it this way, those who really love God, they learn the most. And they didn't get caught up into the fantastic. You know, if you don't build with God, you scatter. If you act foolish and don't learn, you know, the Lord showed me something. I'm not trying to bash people. And He taught me this. And I found it to be true. I knew it was true when he told me. He said, the spiritual churches, Holiness, Pentecostal, Church of God, they try to bring God up to their spiritual experience. Denominational churches, Baptist, Methodist, Episcopalian, they try to bring God's word down to their life. And then the faith churches, bless their heart, yeah, he had a beef with them too. They try to use the, they try to live the American dream. They did. Good men of God taught faith, but people used the abilities of faith to live the American dream and not search God out. They should have been using their faith to learn of God, and the American dream would have happened. See, Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. But what do men always mess up? They use their abilities and faith to get things. Houses, cars, better jobs, wives, husbands, safety. All the things people will want. And it takes a lot of effort to get those things when you're not seeking first the kingdom of God. And a lot of people, they kept trying to live better and got in debt. I was there. I know. I watched it happen. I remember when people would buy those Cadillacs with the 4100 motor, Cyrus motor and GM ever made. And they really be in debt because you couldn't get them right. I was there. I watched it happen in the 80s and 90s. And I used to tell people, follow God. Follow God. God got a lot. I'm learning all kind of things. But see, when your heart is set a certain way, it's a lot of things from God you're just not going to learn. And in my mind, I thought they could learn what I was learning. And they could have if they would have sought God and put him first. But you can't put God first if you're seeking first the things. And sometimes, and in the Holiness Church, they sought first holiness. The law can't make you righteous. You just going to have to walk in love. And that's the only way to fulfill the law. But when you focus on what you wear and what you do and what you don't do, where's God? They focus on the wrong thing. Focus on him and things will fall in place. But no, they want to, the women can't wear pants. They can't wear jewelry. They can't wear makeup. They focus on the wrong thing that has nothing to, you can dress according to their protocol and hate God. And then their children, they would be in strife with the parents because they had to look odd when they go to school. But nobody said anything. You couldn't tell them they were wrong. They deviated from the word. Paul said, dress modest. Those things don't make you, clothes can't make you righteous. Jewelry can't make you righteous or unrighteous. And makeup can't either. Unless your motives are wrong. If you women that wear tight clothes to be revealing, that's wrong. Because they don't have to do that. They're turning themselves into an object. Why not love God and operate in his love? And you don't have to dress like Jezebel. She was a witch. She wore tight clothes. She was lustful looking. But women are people. And people come from the heart of God. And they are not to be objects. They are not to be lust objects, pleasure objects. A muscle-bound man or a woman with a figure, you can get caught up in how people look and miss who they are. You can marry somebody off that, off the way they look, and your focus is on how they look, and you'll miss getting to know the person. People are people, and they are designed by God. They are treasures in all people, all of them. God put a part of himself in everybody. But when your eyes are fixed on the world system, you lose, you don't get to know what's in there. It's camouflaged with worldly living. People think they gotta sell drugs to make money. God gave you wisdom and raw materials, wisdom and knowledge and abilities to make your money. But when people don't want to work, it's because they don't want to serve, and they don't want to serve because they don't love others. So they try to take what's not theirs. And they try to always work the easy path, the path of less effort. They try to take jobs where they don't get dirty. They try to sell drugs or prostitution, things that where they don't have to serve so that they can prosper. That's already wrong. You miss the point that way. But when you operate in the love of God and you're trying to help people and solve problems, the very treasures that God put inside you will arise. And whenever you happen to be in a situation where the knowledge God put in you, the skills and abilities he already put in you, when you happen to get a job where those skills are needed, it will rise up if you have the heart of love to serve others. See, women that have little babies, they never had a child before. When the baby gets sick, they will do what they normally don't do because they love that child. They will take them to doctors, they will get help, they will pray. They do all kind of things when it comes to that child because they love that little girl or that little boy. They love that innocent life, and they want to, and the love of God is in them, and they want to care for their child. So they rise up. So when anybody rise up to help others, creative abilities that are already there wake up. But if you're righteous because of what you wear, or you're after some pipe dream, you're not going to get to know God. But if you use your faith to learn God's word, you can know him. And if you know him, your eyes are on him. And when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all the wonderful things you're after will happen. And prosperity is given over time. Prosperity is day by day. And it's a blessing. Working is one of the best things that can happen to you. But nobody likes to preach that. See, faith without works is dead. If you got a heart of love bottled up in you, you want to do something for others. If I had more free time, I'd do more for people. I mean, I would do more to serve mankind. You know, I would help at churches or things. You know, I wouldn't waste time all day and people are dying. But I have to work. And then I have to work on the side to do the radio broadcast. So I'm doing something that the Lord told me to do. Now, I don't believe in wasting effort. I put my best effort where God tells me to put it. But Jesus went about doing good. Now, since you got to go to work and since you got to go places, schools or whatever, what if, you know, some people, they just want to do ministry full time, which is honorable. But watch this. If you were out there, you were rich, you didn't have any place to be at, and you were just going out, passing out tracts and preaching, would you be able to go on people's jobs and do that? No, they're not going to let you come in the factory and interrupt people and talk to them about Jesus. But if you work there, you can live the life before them, and then eventually conversations will happen. And they'll see the light, and they'll ask you how to and your advice because they trust you. See, you don't, everything you have can be utilized. You don't have to have a suit and tie to preach. You don't have to be designated, and that's all you do. And people try to do it that way. When the Lord called you to the ministry, you got the anointing. That doesn't mean you don't, you're supposed to quit your job and preach all the time. If you follow God, God will show you how to use what you have. You're already going to school. There are people at that school. There are students. There are teachers. And they'll get a chance to see you live and reason and be. And you can minister life to them. But people miss out on good opportunities trying to do something traditionally. Traditions don't always fit life. I'm sorry, they just don't. Paul made tents to finance his ministry. He was preaching to Gentiles. Gentiles didn't pay tithes or offerings. And God didn't tell them to. But after they learned to love God, they began to give. But in his day, they didn't do that. Sometimes people are caught up in a method and not the service. See, the love of God will help you to live greater. And you go beyond traditions. And life gets much better. But the Lord, our God, is true to us. Now, anybody that will listen, he will use them. He'll draw out those abilities that are in there. And he will anoint you to do specific things, and it will work. You'll love it. But people can be blinded by smoke screens and never get to know these things firsthand. And you have to have a lot of love to receive a message like this. A lot of people won't receive this because they're so fixed on what they're after. But that God, I thank God that he has people that want to know him. And those who listen to these broadcasts every day, it's because they have love in their heart and they're hungry. Paul told Timothy the time will come when they won't endure sound doctrine. But now, God has people that will. He always has a remnant of people that will follow him. And that's who God sent me to on this website. And I thank God for it. Now, again, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. As you draw near to him, he's going to teach you himself. And he's going to show you things to come and how to navigate this life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus is our Lord.